This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And me, Deb Wolf, as always. Our riddle of the day is, what did the bad dog owner think was more important than his dog when he parked the dog in a parked car on a hot day for 4 hours? What do you think the guy was doing that made him so distracted that he ended up going to jail? So today we're going to talk about a few different topics. The first one I find really fascinating. They do a lot of scientific experiments on animals to figure things out. And one of the things that they try to measure is, as a sign of intelligence, is whether animals recognize themselves. And it's really interesting to what degree. So dolphins, crows, elephants, dogs, and horses, as well as pigeons and sheep, were all tested. So, you know, if you take those animals in your mind and you go, okay, well, what do I think? Who's the smartest there? You might put dolphins at the top, and you might put pigeons at the bottom or sheep at the bottom, and everybody else in a different, you know, maybe crows are next to them, and then maybe elephants and then dogs. And okay, you might, but you'd probably be wrong. So here's the thing. They have all different kinds of abilities, and it's very difficult for us to measure. But in some of our tests, we're able to compare. And so what we found is that horses not only recognize faces, but they recognize facial emotions. And they remember treatment. So they will remember if you were not good to them. Yes, they will. Now, dogs, this one surprised me a little bit, just a little bit. But they can recognize faces, people, etc., in photos, on videos, on TV. So, and, you know, it surprised me at first. And then I remember way back, I used to be on, the morning television show doing training tips here in Vancouver. And one of my customers who had two golden retrievers, Trooper, I can't remember what the other one's name was. Two of them, though. Anyway, Trooper was the younger dog. And they sent me video one time of Trooper watching me on the morning show, teaching everybody out there in TV land how to teach your dog to fetch. And there was a stack of tennis balls in front of the television set because Trooper was running around the house picking up tennis balls and bringing them to the television set. So he recognized me, my voice. He was sitting there waiting. And then I'd say, go get the ball. And he'd run off and get the ball. And then he'd bring it back. And I'd say, drop, and he'd drop. And this kept happening. And the people were laughing their heads off. So, yeah, he was recognizing me. And you might say, well, did he recognize the voice? Well, in these experiments, they were able to rule that out. They're scientists. They know how to do that. So dogs were able to recognize their owners in photographs and videos. Now, elephants can easily recognize the difference between a park ranger compared to a rancher or a hunter. So that's an interesting recognition. Interesting, because I'm sure the hunters are trying to appear the same, right? They're not going to wear gear that makes them look like hunters that stand out. They're going to try to blend, and yet the elephants are finding them and recognizing them and reacting differently. They'll probably come running to the park rangers. So the crows. Now the crows, this is so interesting. You know what? It's too interesting. I'm going to skip the crows and go on. I'm going to go to pigeons. So pigeons definitely recognize other pigeons and people in photos. And that's kind of surprising. We don't really think of them as smart. But on the other hand, they're very good at mapping. And that's a mental ability I personally lack, you know. I need my dogs to find the car, because I certainly can't most of the time. Okay, sheep. Do you think sheep are stupid? Well, we're going to go to break. Maybe they're not as stupid as you think. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. there is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back at Animal Party, Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And we're running through the animals they tested with mirrors and photographs to see if they recognize themselves and their families, their favorite people and their favorite animals. So, and also if they recognize people and animals they didn't like. And I really don't want to know how they made those people unlikable, but I'm sure they had ways. So the sheep. Sheep get a bad rap. People think they're so stupid. You know, don't be a sheep. Well, why not? Just because they're a collective and they communicate well and they move as a group and they follow a leader who's proven himself and gets replaced every few years. That's not a bad system. A system of mostly females. Well, that's all right for some. Anyway, sheep can remember dozens and dozens of human faces from photographs. They can totally recognize and they'll prove it. So somehow in scientific experiments, they prove this. Sheep are not stupid and they're better at facial recognition than some of us humans who look at someone and go, I know I've met you, but I can't remember where. No, the sheep remembers where. So that's pretty good. All right, we're going to come back to crows. Crows not only remember you and hold the grudge for 17 years or more, not only remember you, they warn others. They share the information. So they will tell all of the crows that you're not to be trusted. Don't wave your hands at a crow. Just back away. If you've interrupted a crow and it's acting weird, there's probably a nest nearby. Treat it like a new mama and just walk away. Back up. Don't wave your arms or you're asking for trouble. Okay, so on the dog world and the cat world, I was thinking about this as I was coming on the show today with my producer, and he was telling me that he took one of his cats to get groomed because it's an elderly cat and it doesn't groom itself anymore properly. It tries, but it doesn't really get to all its parts. And this is really important for people to think about. If your cat can't reach all its parts, if it can't do those yoga moves where they bend one arm over their head and they lick underneath and then they bend their back leg up over their head, if it can't do all that and it's getting matted, it's not happy. It does not want to be dirty and matted and itchy and stinky. It does not want to have the mats tangling and then pulling apart and ripping skin. It doesn't want to have infections. It doesn't want to have skin rashes, right? It just wants to feel good. So when you take it to get groomed, and you have to take it to a place that knows what they're doing, this cat got shaved, so he looks like a lion. He's probably got a little bit on the tail, a little bit on the head. He lives in Florida, and it's coming up to summer, so he will not miss that furry coat. But Mark, had the owner of this cat, had the good sense to take a towel and rub the cat down while it was still its old stinky self. And then the cat goes to the groomer and comes back smelling all fresh, like we like it. But to the other household cats, it now smells like a stranger. So he takes the towel and he just gives it a quick rub. So now the clean, freshly groomed cat gets a slight little bit of its old scent on it, makes it happy, and it makes everyone else recognize that cat. So that's something that's really important. If you take your cat to the vet or anywhere else and it comes back smelling like medicine and fear and all that stuff at the vet, well, you know, rub it down with a towel that smells like the house or smells like itself. That's the way to go. But I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about how when I come back with a dog, maybe the dog's just been to the groomer and it's got new shampoo smell, and maybe they even put scent on it. It's got bows in its hair and all that. And I come into the house and the three dogs greet it. They never think, who are you? like the cats do. They never go, "We don't know you. Get away, stranger." No. Oh my gosh, no. They're like, "Oh, where have you been?" They know exactly that this is their pack mate. They would never mistake this dog just because it smelled slightly different. I mean, they know intuitively, like to their in their bones, that this is their sister, brother, friend, whatever, pack mate. And they just go and sniff it all over to smell the adventure. In fact, a mama dog years later can smell that this is her offspring when she hasn't seen it since it was an 8-week-old puppy. So it's really interesting, the difference between cats and dogs in this regard. Very, very big difference. Hey, we're going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to tell you about India. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back. And I want to remind you, our question of the day was, what did that man do instead of taking his dog home? He had a golden retriever in a car, parked in a hot parking lot in a very hot country, and he didn't take it home, and the dog died, and now the guy went to jail. What do you think he thought was more important? Now, this brings me to something else, though. I want to talk about this before we solve the riddle. I want to say, I thought at first that this was in a way a good story because it was about India and the guy went to jail, which surprised me. I thought, wow, that's amazing. I didn't think that they valued animal rights so much there. But his golden retriever died because he left it in a hot car. So the guy went to jail, which to me is a good thing. But then I found out the only people who stay in jail are people who can't afford the fines. And the fine is likely to be equivalent to $1. $1. That's shocking. Now, if he'd meant to kill the golden, or if it was more than his first offense, fines might be as high as $5 or $50. But since it's his first offense and it was an accident, it's likely a dollar. I have a hard time with this, a really hard time. I'm getting choked up about it. Yeah. But it makes me think of how different things are in different parts of the world. Like in Israel right now, there's bomb shelters, and the people bring their pet dogs with them into the bomb shelters. Whereas in Iran, there's no bomb shelters even for the people. And there's golden retriever rescue clubs in Iran that have been existing for the last 20 years because they're in dire straits. It's a terrible place to be if you're a dog. That was before the war. I'm sure it's worse now. And that makes me think of Kristi Noem, the dog killer that still was able to hold public office, that still was popular despite her atrocious behavior with animals. Just don't understand that. I want to vote for people and have people in power who are good to animals, good to children. That's prerequisite for me. The rest comes later. Honest, law-abiding would be good. Straight shooting, on it. Yeah, direct. But good to animals and kids, if you're not good to animals and kids, I really don't want you in office anywhere. Okay, so what was that guy doing that was so important that he had to leave his dog in a car to die? Well, he was gambling. He was at a casino. And I would suggest that maybe the casinos ought to patrol the parking lots better, because gambling is an addiction and people have a hard time realizing that they've been there 4 hours when there's no clocks on the walls. So if you're going to go to a casino, leave your dog at home, please. Don't bring your dog. Okay, everybody, I don't want to end with that note. I don't. So I'm going to end with a happier note, which is that recently I was foraging in the woods and collecting mushrooms with my dog team. And I got so many mushrooms, jars and jars, and I dehydrated them. And I took pictures of all that I was doing. And someone said, you really ought to post that on TikTok. And I thought, well, I don't want to put it on Camp Good Dog TikTok. Some of it's dogs. I have some videos of the dogs finding the mushrooms. I have some videos of how to teach dogs to find mushrooms. But I can put those on Deb Wolf, Pet Expert, on YouTube. And I can put those on Camp Good Dog TikTok. So what about the videos that don't have any dogs, don't have any cats? What about the videos that are just how to take a mushroom from the forest and know that it's the right mushroom and how to clean it and how to cook it and how to dehydrate it and how to prepare it? Basically homesteading, foraging stuff, gardening stuff. So Forager Deb is my new TikTok. I haven't connected it to anything yet. I'm just experimenting a little bit, but I am enjoying it. It's really easy to use, much easier than Instagram, I'm finding. So I'm happy to be on there. And if you're on there and you want to find out about mushrooms and foraging and gardening and all of those things, then check it out. There's some recipes there too. Forager Deb, that's me. Okay. I hope to see you there, everybody. From me, Deb Wolf, and Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, ciao, meow. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.